The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, But We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. Well, today is an episode entitled Teeth Across America. You've probably heard some of my other Teeth Across America series shows where I travel around the country. Even did Dr. Kvitko Presents Teeth Across the Pond, where we went to Scotland, England, and Wales last summer. Today is Columbus, Ohio, Part 1. I got to thinking that I've never really done Columbus. So what I did is I went out to Northern Lights Shopping Center and met some of the folks that were walking in. So let's go ahead and listen. All right, so this is going to be one of my Dr. Kvitko Teeth Across America series. However, this time I'm in Columbus. I'm inside the Outer Belt, and I've come upon a family. It looks like a family. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony, okay, with an I?
With an I.
Okay, and who else do we have with us? We have Eric, right, Eric?
Yes.
Okay, is this your mom?
No.
Okay, and? What's your name?
Mimi.
Say it again.
Meme.
Memon. Okay, nice to meet you guys. I want to ask you, tell me about your childhood dentist. Was it a he or a she first?
It was a he, Dr. Scott.
Was he gentle?
Very gentle.
Good. Did he whistle or anything while he worked?
No, just very kind and gentle. Kept a bright smile.
Good. Now, I'm just curious, do you want to keep your teeth for the rest of your life?
Absolutely.
Because they're pretty important, right?
Very.
Do you make sure your children go to the dentist?
Yes.
Every how often?
About a year, 6 months to a year.
Okay. So how important are your teeth to you?
Very important. I'm looking to take the next step. Now that I'm a non-smoker, I want to take the transitional step to make my teeth even whiter.
Okay, because you had some tobacco stain and stuff?
Absolutely. From years of abuse.
How long have you been a non-smoker?
I quit last year.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. All right, Tony, so let's see. Have you ever had a toothache?
No.
Oh, Eric, have you ever had a toothache?
Yes.
How long ago?
About a year ago.
A year, and what did they have to do?
They had to pull my tooth.
Could it have been saved with a root canal, for example?
Not exactly.
It was pretty far gone, huh?
Yes, it was.
Okay, was it like the most painful thing in your life?
Oh, yes, it was. Had my ears ringing. Yes, it was.
So have you changed anything as far as your dental habits since your bad toothache? Like, are you going more often, brushing better, doing anything?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
All that stuff, huh?
Yes.
There's nothing worse than a toothache.
Oh, nothing worse than that.
Have you ever chipped a tooth?
Oh, yes, I have.
How old are you?
I just turned 29 in January.
Okay, was it alcohol related, your chip?
No, I was eating food, actually.
Okay, a lot of times it's a beer bottle or something.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. Now, here's a quick one. It's tell me your name again, Mamin?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just curious. Do you know how many teeth adults have? It's like Jeopardy. You get so many seconds to answer. Just guess.
Just guess, my man. Say a number. Just say a number, my man.
Like two? Smile. Let me see. Let me count. Let me see. How many? I'll tell you what. I'll tell you. Do you know, Greg? Do you know? I'm sorry, Eric. Do you know how many?
Let me guess. Maybe about, I don't know, about like 25?
That's pretty close. Adults have 32, but most people get their wisdom teeth out.
I'm about to say 30, though. I really was about to say 30.
Okay. Yeah. So you're close. And children, how about children? You want to guess? Anybody want to guess?
Let me guess. Let me see. The children have about, maybe about 27, 26?
Children have 20 baby teeth.
Oh, 20 baby teeth? Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, my man, you learned something, didn't you? He's a quiet one, huh? Okay. So now, how often should a person brush and floss their teeth? What do you think, Tony?
I do in the morning and at night before, after each meal.
Okay. How often do you think they should?
At least 3 times a day.
At least 3? Okay. All right. And do you guys have any questions? You see, I'm not going to charge you. You don't often get a dentist that's going to give you free advice, right?
Yeah.
Any questions?
No.
No? You guys got all the dental answers, huh?
Just saw you on TV last night, actually, so I'm pretty much well versed with you.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, hey, thank you for taking time out of your day to speak with me. I appreciate it. You'll be able to listen to more Morning at 8 on Sunny 95, okay?
95. Thank you very much, Dr. Cavito, and you have a great day.
You too. And thank you, Eric.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So now I've come upon Nequa and Latasha, right?
Yes.
This is Latasha and this is Nequa.
Yes.
And the questions, they're not hard. The questions would be like, do you ever have nightmares about your teeth falling out, all falling out?
No.
How about you?
No.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about going to the dentist?
The clean feeling of your teeth being clean.
The clean feeling afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay. And Latasha?
The getting my teeth clean.
Okay. Now, what's your least favorite thing about going to the dentist?
Having to get a filling in my tooth.
So fillings bother you the most?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had anything more than a filling, like a root canal or an extraction?
Yes. I have like a wisdom tooth that actually needs to be pulled.
But it has to be now?
Yes, has to be now.
But for now, it's the fillings that scare you the most?
Yes.
Is it the sound of the drill? Is it the needle? What bothers you the most?
It's the needles. It's the needles and the pain.
But it's not supposed to hurt.
It's not supposed to, but it does.
How about you, Nequa?
Oh, man.
Least favorite?
My least favorite was getting my wisdom teeth pulled. The pain afterwards was the worst.
How many days did it hurt?
It hurt it for like a whole week. I couldn't eat for real.
A whole week? Now, have you ever had a root canal?
Nah.
Okay, that's good. That means you've been taking care of your teeth. And how often do you visit your dentist?
Like, how often do I visit my dentist?
A year.
Yeah, it's been about a year.
Okay, I mean, you have a nice smile.
Thank you.
And how about you, Latasha?
It's been a year.
Been a year? Okay. Do you guys have dental insurance?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and do you?
No, not at this moment.
Okay, do you think dental insurance, Nequa, do you think dental insurance covers enough of the bill?
No, not really, because they still bill.
You'd like if the insurance were better?
Yeah.
Now, is it through your work or your parents or who's it through?
No, I get Medicaid.
Okay, so it's covered, but you still get a bill?
Yeah.
Have you ever chipped a tooth?
No.
No? How about you, Latasha?
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
Actually, I don't know. I just know I was eating.
No, I know you have a tongue ring. You don't think it had anything to do with that, do you?
No. No, not at all. But I don't know. I was eating and my back tooth chipped.
Because sometimes the jewelry on your person's tongue can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, it did before I think I got my tongue done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how about how about your childhood dentist? Was it a he or she?
It was a she.
Was she gentle?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And do you want to keep your teeth for the rest of your life?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. All right, let me talk to you, Latasha. You don't have insurance, so I'm going to ask you this question. Do you think dentistry is expensive?
Yes, it is. It is expensive.
Do you think it's worth it?
It's worth it, but I think it could be a little cheaper because, you know, some people don't have money like that to dental, you know, for teeth.
I have a question now. Have you guys ever heard of summer teeth?
No.
Have you ever heard, Nequa?
No.
Okay, summer teeth is like some are here, some are there.
Mm-hmm.
<It's> like, have you ever heard of winter teeth?
No, I haven't.
No.
Me neither. I just made that one up. Do you know why they call wisdom teeth wisdom teeth?
No.
How about you, Nequa?
No. Really it sounds old to me.
Sounds old? Okay, yeah. She's on to something. You never really thought about it?
No, actually not.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what we think. We think that years ago, like think about prehistoric or caveman days, that we didn't live very long. We might have lived to be 30, 32. Lifespan was pretty bad because we weren't able to find food, maybe get eaten by a big animal or something. So when your wisdom teeth came in, which was when you're 18, you were considered to have wisdom. Because you were halfway through your life, you were considered an adult, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that sounds about right.
I knew it was something.
Okay, now I have another question. What does, you know that my degree is a DDS, Dr. Kavitko DDS. Anybody know what DDS stands for?
Something about Dennis.
Yeah, that's a good guess. How about you, Natasha?
No.
This is like jaywalking. You ever watch Jay Leno at night?
Sometimes.
He goes out on the sidewalk and asks people questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it stands for, I'll help you out. It stands for Doctor of?
Dentistry.
Close, dental.
Dental.
Doctor of dental. Any takers?
I don't know.
Starts with an S.
I don't know.
That starts with an I. Okay, Doctor of Dental Surgery.
Okay. I'll say that too. Yeah. But I was like, service surgery?
You were close. You started to say the S word. Okay, true or false? Ready? Uh-huh. True or false? The first adult tooth that comes in when we're children, it's a back molar, not a front tooth. Is that true or false?
It's true.
True, right. Did you know that's true?
No, now I do.
Okay, and what it is before you ever lose a baby tooth, if you have any like nieces or your own children, before they ever lose that front tooth, a molar sneaks in the back. Mm-hmm. All four of them, one in each corner.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Can a dentist diagnose or discover breast cancer, assuming he's just doing dentistry?
No.
No?
Is it false?
Well, let's see what Latasha has to say, okay. Too.
What do you guess?
False.
Okay, actually, it's true.
Hey, well, that's something new I know.
But it's what it is.
How?
What it is breast cancer, when it metastasizes, meaning moves to other places of the body, mm-hmm. can have a lesion in the mouth, typically on the hard palate in the back, mm-hmm. called Kaposi sarcoma, and that can then tell us that there's cancer somewhere. And then we send the women to be evaluated, and it could come back as breast cancer.
Okay.
Now, what would you say is the biggest challenge facing the average dental patient today?
The biggest challenge?
Yes.
Most people I know is getting their teeth pulled, like most of their teeth pulled.
So the challenge would be to keep them?
Yeah, keeping their teeth.
So they need.
Because I know a lot of people that I've seen at the dentist, like everybody is losing their teeth.
It's older people and younger people that's getting their teeth pulled at the dentist.
So
nowadays.
So if they had gone more often, the challenge might be going more often?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, hey, I know you have to get into the store because you got to shop, right?
And it's hot.
And it's hot. But thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You work at a dentist?
I am a dentist, yeah.
Well, you said that. What, like, dentist office?
It's
up
called,
here?
It's called Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates. It's 4308 North High. And you know what? When we finish here, I'll give you a card.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So how much do, if her don't have an insurance, how much is it charged?
For what?
Because she got a tooth that's really aching.
Who's that you have?
Me.
My sister.
You guys are sisters?
Now, yeah.
Now you tell me.
Yeah.
If it's aching, mm-hmm. which one is it? Show me.
It's like really bad.
Okay, that's number 31. No, it's a wisdom tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me see on the top. You have a wisdom tooth?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
I got auto.
Good news is you don't really need that last one because you...
I know, and I'm so scared to, get a pull, but I need to get a pull because it's just like...
If you did...
It's been messing my nerves. Terrible now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure.
Okay, and now more of my Teeth Across America series, Columbus, Ohio, Part 1. Okay, so wait a minute. The question was how much to get your tooth out? Because you have a... And let me see again. Okay. All right. I believe that a regular extraction is $143. Mm-hmm. Now, we would need to see an x-ray because we want to know what shape the roots are. Is there a cyst attached? That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So the x-ray would be, I think, about $32. And assuming that it's just a routine extraction, that's all you'd be looking at. And because it's a wisdom tooth, no harm, no foul kind of a thing, you know?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Well, don't put it off too long. You know why? Because it can be a very painful episode.
I have been having those. That's why.
What's the best medicine for her to take right now? She took ibuprofen, but it don't work her for.
Yeah, the best medicine is an anti-inflammatory like ibuprofen. What strength did you take?
I think it's like 600.
600? Okay, that's pretty strong. You can...
It still doesn't help.
Yeah, that's why we have dentists.
Right. And I haven't been back in a year because of my insurance. When I was working, they had cut it off. So I haven't been back.
Yeah.
Because I had to pay like $800.
Oh, yeah.
Well, insurance, first of all, only pays part of the bill. And secondly, there are other things in your life that you just buy because you need, whether it be the jacket you're wearing or you're about to go into the store. And for whatever reason, people don't seem to budget money for their teeth. And we all know we're going to have to go to the dentist.
Exactly.
So I would suggest start putting a little bit of money aside. The 143 and the 32 isn't that bad. And I'll tell you that what I've discovered is when people have been away for a long time, and they come in, you know, like 10 years after never being to a dentist, or 20 years, and we add up what it costs to fix their mouth, it adds up to about, if you do the math, it winds up being about $35 a month.
You know? Okay.
Got one more thing I can tell you about. Don't know if it can wait this long, but on June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I'm going to be hosting an event called Dentistry from the Heart. And what that is free. Okay, anybody can come. You can get a filling, a cleaning, or an extraction. And all you have to do is come to my office. You have the address there. Everybody there that day will be volunteering. We're going to have, we'll have 15 dental chairs for adults and 6 for children. It's once a year. It's not like we can do free dentistry the whole year, but with a lot of help from a lot of folks, we're going to be able to help probably about 630 people that day. Uh-huh. So mark it on your calendar, okay? June 15th. If you haven't been to a dentist between now and then, you can come to that to my office and get it for free, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
Good day.
Thank you.
All right. So I have come upon a gentleman. What's your name?
Zaymonte Grant.
Zaymonte Grant. And Zaymonte, how old are you?
13.
You're 13. And who's your friend here? Is this your brother?
Yeah.
And what's your brother's name?
Alex Rose.
Alex Rose. Okay, Alex, how are you?
11.
Do I have to say Alex Rose each time? What do you prefer?
Alex.
Okay, Alex and Demonte, right?
Not Demonte, Zaymonte.
Zaymonte. I'm sorry about that. Okay, now, I have a question. Do you know how many teeth kids have? I mean, when I say kids, I mean like 6 and under?
Probably about 17 or 10.
You're close, 20. That's good. Did you know Alex?
No.
Didn't know? Okay. Now, when was the last time, let's start with Alex. When was the last time you were at your dentist?
I don't know.
Has it been a long, long time? Smile for me. You have a chipped tooth. How'd you chip that?
We were playing football, and then I hit the ball, and the ball chipped my tooth.
So you hit the ball, or the ball hit you?
The ball hit me.
Did you at least catch it?
Yeah.
Okay. And Zaymonte, have you ever chipped a tooth?
No.
No? Okay. Let me ask you this. We talked about children's teeth. How many adult teeth do you think there are?
30.
You're real close, 32. Good job. Okay, now, what's your dentist like? Would you say your dentist is kind, gentle, don't really know, no opinion? Zaymonte?
I really don't know because I ain't been to the dentist in a long time.
A long time? Well, you're 13 now. How old were you when you went last?
I'm going to say about 12.
About, okay, so about a year. Okay. And how about you, Alex?
Since I was 9.
When you were 9, so 2 years. Okay. Did you know that 40% of the population doesn't go to the dentist on a regular basis, and that means they don't go at least once every 2 years? So you're like a lot of people out there. Are you afraid?
No.
Okay. Is your mom afraid of the dentist, kind of? Because a lot of times adults are.
I don't know.
Oh, you never asked her? Okay. Have you ever had a toothache?
Yeah.
Do you have one now?
No.
Okay, what happened when you got your toothache? Did they fix it? What'd they do?
They fixed my tooth. They put another one on there.
Oh, they put another one. Is it like a chrome crown or something? Let me see. Open. It's the silver one? Oh, okay. Okay. Now, do you know what? I'm Dr. Kvitko. My degree is a DDS. Do you know what DDS stands for?
No.
Do you know, Alex?
No.
Hi there. How are you?
We're doing ghetto.
You want to answer a quick question for us? Is this Mom? No? Oh, come here. It's for a dental show. You'll be able to hear yourself on the radio tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. They're fun questions. The question is, what does DDS stand for? What's your name, by the way?
DDS. Sophia.
Sophia. Okay,
what
Sophia.
What does DDS stand for?
There, that's one of the words.
Oh.
Doctor is in there, yes.
I don't know.
Doctor dental socialist.
You're close.
Oh, I don't even
doctor,
know.
No, it stands for Doctor of Dental Surgery.
What?
Doctor of Dental Surgery.
Doctor of Dental Surgery.
Surgery.
Surgery. Yeah. I said surgery.
Okay. So, what would you say is the biggest challenge? What? Did you want to say hi? What's your name? Oh, she didn't. What's your name?
Zaya.
Okay.
Zaya. My name is Miani.
Miani. Okay. Okay. The question is, I'll tell you what. Here's a true or false question. Once a tooth has had a root canal, you can no longer feel the tooth in your mouth. Is that true or false?
True.
Everybody
true.
Says
true.
We had a couple truths and a false. True. It's actually false. You can actually still feel it in there. Okay. Okay. I asked somebody this earlier, so I'll ask you guys. What are summer teeth?
Teeth that build up in the summer.
Summer teeth. Anybody know?
No.
Summer teeth.
Your teeth at the bottom?
Also. Your back teeth?
Yep. Yeah,
your eye.
No, summer teeth.
So what is this saying?
Summer teeth are some are here and some are there.
Some are there, some are here.
Anyway, okay. Now, how come they call the corner tooth, this upper canine, the pointy one, how come they call it an eye tooth?
Because it's pointy and it looks like a canine teeth.
They call it an eye tooth.
It looks like an eye.
No, it doesn't look like an eye, but that's close. Anybody else know?
Shark tooth.
In the top. You got a point at the bottom.
Okay, it's referred to an eye tooth because it develops just up underneath the eye.
Oh.
Starts way up there under your eye and works its way down. I forgot to get your name.
Oh, TT.
Okay. No, it's not a tumor. It's just when the new tooth is forming. Okay. All right. Do you guys have any dental questions that you want to ask while you're here? Because it's free.
Well, my question is, I got something up there. It hurt real bad. I don't even know.
Let me see. Put your head up. Oh, keep pulling. I'm not seeing it yet. Let's see. Is it in the front? Put your finger on this. Oh, I see it. I know what that is. Okay, good.
What is it? Every time I push my nose down.
Is this your sister?
Is it?
Oh, okay. Oh, cousins. Okay, show your cousin. And then I'll tell you what it is. Go way up high. See that little thing up there?
Yeah.
Where the gum has like a little hole in it? Okay, that's called an aphthous ulcer. Aphthous. APTHO. Yes.
But what's in? Do I got cavity?
I'll look in a sec.
I cut my gum right there before.
Yeah.
It
grew back just fine. And the aphthous ulcer, that's caused by acid foods, acidics, a lot of orange juice, a lot of tomatoes.
And I love orange juice.
Okay. So if you just lay off that for a while, you should be better, okay?
I can't leave orange juice off. I love orange juice. That's the only thing I drink at school.
Well, maybe water, or you know what? Drink the orange juice and then follow it with water to get your mouth back to normal. Okay, you wanted to know if you had cavities. Let me look. No, I don't have x-rays.
I got cavities.
No, wait a minute. Keep your mouth open so I won't be able to say for sure, but I'll tell you what.
Cavities.
Your mouth looks pretty good shape.
I got
yeah.
cavities.
Unless.
Okay,
I'll look in a minute.
Take us
okay, thanks, guys. You have a chrome crown. You have a new tooth coming in. You look like you're in pretty good shape, but you got to ask your dentist for sure, okay? All right, bye-bye now. All right, and now we're going to give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, but as you know, before we do that, we want you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what does DDS stand for? Is it A, dimpled dental student, B, dental doctor service, or C, doctor of dental surgery? The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist at their place of business this Tuesday afternoon and admission for four to the Women's Expo. Also, what we're going to do is we're going to take three callers and have you all on hold at the same time, and then we're going to draw from a hat whether the winner of the flowers is one, two, or three. But everybody will win the four admission to the Women's Expo. And also, I want to let folks know that we have confirmed that Ted Williams will be there from 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock each day. This takes place on April 14th and April 15th at the Aladdin Shrine Events Center. Call now, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And again, the question, what does DDS stand for? Is it A, dimpled dental student, B, dental doctor service, or C, doctor of dental surgery? Call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Okay, we have callers on the line. They're all on hold. We have Tracy, Sandy, and Cheryl, and I think we're going to go in order. So, Tracy, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you for listening. Hey, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I'm an accounting supervisor.
Okay, great. And what is your answer?
It was C, doctor of dental surgeon.
Doctor of dental surgery. Okay. All right. Tracy, hold on, because you're going to win the four free tickets to the Women's Expo. And we did a thing where we pulled numbers out of a hat, and number one wasn't the one for the flowers, but you do get the four tickets, so please hang on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And now line number two, Sandy. How are you, Sandy?
I'm good, thank you.
And Sandy, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I'm a math teacher.
Oh, wow. So you get these numbers then.
I get the numbers thing right.
That must be why you won, because the number we picked out of the hat was number two, caller number two. So you will be getting free flowers from Weistember Florist and admission for four to the Women's Expo. Okay, so please hang on, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. We didn't get her answer. Does she know the answer?
Well, it's letter B, doctor of dental surgery.
Okay. Thank you. All right, hang on. And then line three, Cheryl.
Yes.
Hi, Cheryl. Is it with a C or an S?
It was a C.
Still is a C. Okay. I have a sister named that with an S. All right. And your guess?
It number C.
Very good. Doctor of Dental Surgery. Okay, and you will win admission for four to the Women's Expo. So if you'll all three hang on and be a little patient with my producer because he has to get information from all three of you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. So, all right, so I've come upon, I'm sorry, tell me your name.
Kanethia.
Kanethia. Okay, Kanethia. Is this little girl yours?
No, it's a boy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
Both of them are mine.
Oh, okay, and what's this little guy's name?
Drayden.
Drayden, right? Kanethia, Drayden, and what's your, this little girl here, right?
Oh, it's a boy.
Oh my goodness.
It's because he
you know,
has
the
hair.
Curly hair, the curly hair, and what's his name?
His name is Junior.
Okay, Junior. Okay, that's easy. Jamar, I say, but you call him Junior. And you didn't want to do this, but what's your name?
Champagne.
So she's doing it anyway. Okay. All right, guys. So what I have a question. What does DDS stand for? See, I'm a dentist. It means my degree is Dr. Kavitko DDS. Anybody know what DDS stands for?
Probably not.
No, I don't understand. I don't know
Something
what it means.
With dental.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
What is it?
Doctor of Dental Surgery.
Oh, okay. Doctor of Dental Surgery.
Right. Okay. Now, have you ever had a root canal or anything?
Yes, I actually had a root canal. I got into a car accident, and this first tooth right here is fake.
Yeah, the one that's a little bit discolored.
In it, and you know, put a little, did my whole teeth over.
Good.
And the ones at the bottom.
Now, I want to ask you, because you've had one, was it as bad as you thought it would be, or like people tell you?
Like when my teeth was cracked, I had like a lot of open nerves, so when they was drilling it down, it kind of hurt, but it's really not that bad. Like everybody think, oh my god, root canal, huh? But it's not that bad.
Yeah, that's what I find. That's what I find. Did you have a root canal or anything?
No, I actually have to get a root canal. I'm scared.
Oh, and she's not helping, is she?
No.
Which tooth needs one?
My back teeth.
Let me see. Open real big. Oh, the one on your lower left? Oh, I see. It has a big cavity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So you need to get there before it really starts to hurt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let's see. How about true or false question? If you have no dental pain, you only have to visit the dentist once every 6 years.
No, it's once every 6 months, right?
That's right. That's right. Did you know that, Champagne?
No.
Okay, let's see if I have any other true or false. Okay, how about this? True or false, the first adult tooth that comes in when you're a child is a back molar.
False.
It's true.
It's true.
I was about to say true because the back teeth come in.
The back. Let's see. Does he have any teeth yet?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Good. Getting the baby teeth. Mm-hmm. Now, and how old is he? Oh my goodness. And guess what? He has that. Oh no. Those are still the baby teeth. So he must be like four or something.
No, he's three.
Three. Okay. Yeah, but he'll get another tooth in the back of each of those when he's six.
Oh, okay.
Before the front tooth gets loose and falls out.
Okay.
All right. Now let's see. Do you know why they call wisdom teeth wisdom teeth?
Because they got so much wisdom. Well, because they got to get pulled first, right? Wisdom teeth got to get pulled first, right? When they grow in?
Well, if you have room for them, they don't have to be pulled. But they got that name wisdom for a reason. Like, you know, they're actually also known as third molars. So we have first molars, second molars, and third molars.
Uh-huh.
But the first and second don't have nicknames. But the third ones do.
Okay.
And it comes from the fact that when you get your wisdom teeth, you're 18 or around that.
Mm-hmm.
And years gone by, at least, people didn't live that long. So by the time you got your wisdom teeth in, you were considered somebody of wisdom.
Oh, okay. See, I got teeth coming in, and they hurt. So I know for a fact I'm going to have to get them pulled.
Okay, so you're going to go right away and get it checked, right?
Yeah, as soon as I get, you know, they're coming in. Actually, my gums are splitting for them to come in.
Okay, let me take a quick look. Okay, yeah. Now let me see. You know what? They're not in very far, which makes me think they might be laying sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if they're laying sideways, they're not going to come in. They're just going to break open the gum, like you said, and then you can get like food done in there and you can get infection done in there. So
Okay. Make
sure you get them checked.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. What's your name? Dr.
Kavitko. If you wait for a second, I'll give you a card and you can tune in tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So I have now come upon another lady that was nice enough to stop and talk with me. And your name is?
Jean Menser.
Jean. Okay, Jean. Well, thank you so much for stopping. I have a question. I have several questions, but first of all, how important is nice teeth when choosing one's mate?
100%.
100%? So you don't go for guys that have every other tooth missing?
No.
How about gap or no gap in the front teeth? You know how some people have that gap in their front teeth?
Yeah. Well, it all depends. If they was born with it, I think that's okay because it's Some people, that's means they're honest if they have a gap.
Okay. And if they and if it's gap because it's decay, that's not cool, right?
No, that's not. That's very bad.
And so how about this? Tell me what makes you smile.
Being happy. I have nice teeth.
Yes. Yeah, you do have nice teeth. Do you know what an abscess is?
Yes, it hurts and thumps and what. I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Okay. How about true or false? Teeth whitening is dangerous to teeth because it eats away at the enamel.
I think you're right.
Actually, that's false.
Is it?
It's a trick question.
It is a true question?
No, a trick question.
Oh.
Whitening doesn't hurt the enamel at all.
Oh, I thought it did. Okay.
But you know what it does is it cleans out the pores in the enamel.
All of it, but there's different kinds and different names.
All of the whitening products, you mean? Well, they all pretty much do the same thing, just some do them better than others.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if you look at enamel, if you look at a tooth under a big, strong microscope, it'll look like honeycomb. It'll look like a bee honeycomb.
Oh.
And then all those little holes are where the stain collects.
Yeah, I love honey.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what do you think is the most common cause of tooth loss in adults?
Eating candy, not brushing your teeth, not keeping your teeth clean.
Those are all causes. The number one cause, though, is actually gum disease.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever have gum disease in your life?
No, I haven't. Never had gum disease.
Okay, but what about here? The other question is, what's the most common cause of tooth loss in children?
Probably a lot of candy, a lot of sweets.
Now you're on to it. It's the cavities.
Yes.
So children lose their teeth because of decay,
yes.
And adults lose their teeth because of gum disease.
Right.
Primarily. Okay. Now, here's a kind of a more serious question. There are some people who think we should take high school graduates and in 18 months teach them how to drill teeth and extract teeth to serve people in remote areas. Would you let someone 18 months out of high school drill in your teeth or extract a tooth?
It all depends how much experience he had and if he had his own office.
Well, 18 months out of high school, they open up their office.
Oh, do they?
No, this isn't a reality yet. There's some people that think they ought to take, rather than having dentists.
I'd go to one that really knew what he was doing.
You would go to a dentist.
Right.
Okay. Do you think it takes more muscles to frown or to smile?
It takes more muscles to smile.
It takes more muscles to frown.
Oh, okay.
See, smiling's easier.
Okay.
Just like you said, you like to be happy and smile a lot. Okay, let's see. Here's just a little fun question. How much do you think an elephant molar weighs?
Oh, let me see. A couple, 3-4 pounds?
Close. Higher.
10 pounds?
Yes, 8 to 10 pounds.
One tooth. Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about the size of a brick. Like one of these bricks in this building, that's about the size of an elephant's molar right there.
My dad later.
Your dad was bricklayer?
Yes, he was.
Okay. So I really want to thank you for stopping and talking. That was fun.
Thank you and happy Easter.
Same to you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Do you want to talk? What's your name?
Kwan.
Kwan. Okay, Kwan. How old are you?
6.
You are 6. And this is Mom. Hi, Mom. Is it okay if Kwan talks to me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kwan, we're talking about teeth today. And when we're done, I'll give you a card and Mom can tune in tomorrow. You can hear yourself on the radio, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's a question. How much do you think an elephant molar weighs? I'm just... You can just guess. How much does an elephant molar weigh?
2 pounds?
Okay.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
Okay, so I ran up against a young man named, what's your name?
Lawan.
Lawan?
Strickland.
Okay, did I say it right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, good. He's so polite. He says, sir. Okay, I have a question. Do you ever have a nightmares about your teeth falling out?
No.
No? Do you brush your teeth?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. How old are you?
7.
7, okay. And what's your name?
Christopher.
Hi, Christopher. Do you brush your teeth?
Sometimes.
Okay, both you guys probably should do it a little more often, okay? Now, how about you, Christopher? Do you ever have a nightmare that your teeth all fell out?
Nope.
No? Do you like going to the dentist?
Yes.
Good. And Luan, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Was your dad in the military by chance?
No.
Wow. Oh, okay. But he says, sir, that's very nice. Mom's raising you right to be polite. That'll get you a long way in the world, don't you think? So, question, have you ever had a toothache?
Yes.
Yes? How long ago?
Like a long time ago.
Long time, okay. And you got it fixed, I take it?
Yes.
Was the dentist nice?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. How about you, Christopher, right?
Yes.
Did you ever have a toothache?
No.
No? Okay. Good. So your teeth have been just fine. Okay. Do you know how many teeth kids have?
10.
Well, you're close. You know how I tell kids to remember? How many fingers do you have?
10.
10, right. And how many toes do you have?
10.
Right. So what I tell kids is think about your bottom teeth like your toes. You have 10 teeth and you have 10 toes. And then your top, you have 10 fingers and you have 10 top teeth. That makes it easy, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for talking to me. I really appreciate it. I know Mom and you guys have to go shop now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
Thank you very much. And if you wait a second, I'll give you a card so you can find out how to listen tomorrow. And you can listen to yourself on the radio, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so I've come upon a nice young lady. She's willing to stop and talk to me, and your name is?
Jazz Maria.
Jazz Maria. Okay, Jazz Maria. Hey, I have a couple. These are just kind of fun questions. People have said, you know, like everything has its price. How much money would it take for you to agree to have all of your teeth out and go toothless for a year?
Well, maybe like $400.
For $400, you would go toothless for a year?
No, maybe $1,000. I need my teeth.
You're having second thoughts, huh? Okay, so then I want to find out, let's say you're single. I know you are because you're young, right? How old are you?
Well, I'm not single.
You're not single? How old are you?
You know what? I am young. I'm only 14.
Oh, okay, but you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, boyfriend.
Okay. Well, then this will probably work for you, this question. So, okay, so let's say you don't have any of your own teeth. Let's say you're actually wearing dentures right now, okay?
Okay.
Which I know you're not, but let's just say. And then you meet a guy, and they ask you out on a date. How soon do you think you would tell them that you have no teeth? Would you A, tell them on the first date, B, wait until you're engaged but tell them before you get married, or C, never tell them, keep it a secret and hope they never find out?
Never tell them.
You would never tell them?
Nope. They would never know I don't have any teeth because they might leave me.
Because people seem to like people with teeth, don't they?
Yeah, if I don't have any teeth, nobody's going to want me.
Right, and so we have to take care of them.
Yes.
Yeah. How often do you go to a dentist?
Not that much.
No, wait a minute. You just said you have to take care of them.
Well, I have to take care of them, but I don't. But I need to start taking care of them. I'm about to go to the dentist soon. I haven't been there in like probably like 2 years.
2 years? You're only 14.
I know. But okay. People going to fall out at a young age.
Okay, so you probably know that just because you don't have any pain, it doesn't mean you don't have any cavities, right?
Yeah, I think I do have some cavities. I can feel it in my...
You can?
Yeah.
Is there anything you can see?
No, I don't see it. It just hurts.
Okay, open real big. I'll see. Open for me. Just...
Whoa.
Oh, you have cookie in there? It's almost all swallowed? Okay. Okay. Let's see here. I see what you're talking about, the cookie, but I don't... You might be getting a wisdom tooth. Maybe that's what's hurting.
I my mom said that. I think I am. Like, down here on the left side.
Okay. I think that might be where your discomfort's coming from. Now... Another question. So how important do you think it is to have a beautiful smile? Not just teeth, but a beautiful smile.
It's very important. You have to have a beautiful smile because it just makes people look at you as you walk. Oh, look at her teeth. They're so nice. If you got ugly teeth, nobody's going to, oh, she's so ugly.
Right, exactly. What's your favorite thing about going to the dentist?
I like to get my teeth pulled. Even though it hurts, I still like to get my teeth pulled.
Pulled? Are you talking about baby teeth, I hope?
Well, any teeth.
Well, you wouldn't want to get the ones that you're going to smile with pulled.
No, I need my front teeth, but the back teeth, they can all leave. I don't need them.
That's not true. What are you going to chew with?
My front teeth.
That's not chewing. That's like gnawing or biting or something. Okay. Have you ever had nightmares about all of your teeth falling out?
No.
Okay. And let's see. Do you have dental insurance?
No.
Okay. Do you think dentistry is expensive?
No, not, well, it is, but I don't pay for it, so.
Who does, your dad?
My mom.
Your mom? Okay, is it through her work?
I guess, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
I don't deal with that kind of stuff.
You don't deal with that kind of stuff? Okay, how about, this is a true or false question. If you have nothing that hurts in your mouth, that means you have healthy teeth and gums. Is that true or false?
It's false.
That's correct. How about this one? How long ago do you think the very first root canal was done? I mean, like in history.
In when the cavemen were around.
Yeah, it's a long, long time ago. You're actually pretty close. Actually, it was 5,000 BC.
I don't think I would know that.
Well, no, I wouldn't expect you to. It's just a fun question. Okay, how about this? True or false? Once a tooth has had a root canal, you can no longer feel the tooth in your mouth.
False.
That's correct. Yeah, you can feel it. You can feel it. Yeah. Okay, let's see now. How about, it's well known that drinking alcohol, smoking, and using snuff or chewing tobacco increases the risk of getting oral cancer. So the question is, can you get oral cancer if you don't do any of those things?
Yes, true.
Yeah, that's correct, you can. Do you have any idea what percent of people get oral cancer that don't do any of those bad things?
Like 60-something? 65% maybe?
No, it's 20%, but it's pretty smart of you to even know that much, so that was good. If you could only keep four teeth, which four would you choose?
I would choose my two top teeth.
Okay, the top front ones.
And the two back left ones.
So you'd have a place to chew?
Yes.
Okay, so part to look nice and part to chew.
Yes.
That's actually something like what I would do.
Yeah. That's,
Okay, so tell me your name again so we can say goodbye.
Jazz Maria.
Jazz Maria. Okay, Jazz Maria. Well, thank you so much. Who's this guy? Is he with you?
No.
Okay, so we're gonna talk to him next. Okay. Oh, okay. Uh-oh, he's checking out her smile. Anyway, here, hang on, I'll give you this. He's saying she has a pretty smile. She's only 14, though. But she does have a beautiful smile, huh? Okay, it's at 8 o'clock in the morning, okay? So maybe you can tune in, and you can even call in if you have any more questions. It is Sunny 95, yeah. Thank you so much. Take care now. What's your name?
My name is Kaki Yazzie, local artist up and coming, CBA Certified Block Assassins. Soon, hopefully, you'll be getting a $1 million deal with Universal.
Really? So tell me the name of the group again?
The label was called CBA Certified Block Assassins.
Okay.
My stage name is Kaki Yazzie.
Okay. And so are you a rap? Do you sing?
Yeah, I'm a rapper.
Okay, do you want to rap something up? Can you rap something quick? Or like about teeth? Let's see if he can do it on the spot. I'll give you a minute. Or dentistry or smile or, you know, I use songs in my show, like when we come back from commercial, I always use a song that has the word smile in it. So maybe you could work smile into something. Remember, it's got to be clean. Okay, you think about it. And, okay, you tell me when you're ready. Cause
we on Sunny 95. Don't be on disbelief. The dentistry in Columbus will leave you with the whitest teeth. You know.
That was good. That was good. On short notice, that was great. Yeah, that's great. Very good.
Y'all work through Radio 1?
No, I'm on Sunday 95. I'm actually a real dentist, and I do this on the side. I have a radio show on Sunday.
Okay, yeah, I heard of Sunday 95 always.
Yeah, okay. See right here on the mic? Oh,
hey.
Oh, who do we have?
Hey, my daughter. I didn't even know
okay.
She was going to be here.
Okay, what's her name? What's her name?
What's
your name?
Courtney.
Nice to meet you, Courtney.
Say hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How old are you?
2.
You're 2? Wow, I love your hair. Who did that for you?
Auntie.
Auntie did it?
Wow.
How long did that take? Take a while? She's shaking her head yes, because she doesn't know it's radio. But anyway. Oh, okay. Oh, hi there. How are you? How are you? So, well, hey, thank you so much. Tune in tomorrow. You'll hear yourself rapping on the radio.
Okay, yeah. Once again, Certified Block Assassin, CBA. The name is Kakiyazi. We're located 2456 North Cleveland and Myrtle.
Very good. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye now.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Tell him make me a grill. I might be grilled out nicely in my white tee on South Beach when I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming.
Hey, tell me about your grill. How long you had your grill?
I don't have one.
You got Jules.
Yeah, what's up, though? What y'all doing? Y'all kicking it today or what?
Yeah, I got a radio show. It's called Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. It's on Sunday 95. You'll be able to listen to yourself in the morning if you want.
Okay.
Let me give you the card. It's got the rubber band in there. See, it's on 8 to 9, Sunday mornings on Sunday 95. I'm a dentist, real live dentist. And I've done some stuff like that, so I want to describe what I'm looking at, okay? You got one of your front teeth and the one next to it. They both have, they're framed in gold. Each one has 2 diamonds in it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they sure do. I'd like to come and see you, though, man. I need a little work done anyway, so.
Okay, we'll flip the card over. It's got my dental office stuff on it.
Yeah, I'll be there to see you here shortly.
How long have you had your grill? It's not a grill. What do you call that? Jewelry?
It's just, yep, exactly. Fashion. Okay.
Fashion. Right. Okay. It's a fashion statement. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I've done some of that. But some people like the front 4. Some do just like 1.
Right.
But you did a pair.
Exactly. Yep, yep.
What's your name?
Stacy Peck, man. Stacy Peck, Peck style.
Okay.
Straight out of Columbus, coming from the CO.
Okay.
You have a good day, man.
Hey, you too. Take care. Bye-bye now. It's my, I'm a dentist, and I have a radio show called Dentally Speaking on Sunday 95, on Sunday mornings. And I'm just asking people some fun questions. You want to participate?
Sure.
Okay, what's your name?
Shakira.
Shakira. And I'm going to try to remember everybody's name as I go, but it's hard. Shakira, and then this young man is?
Jordan.
Jordan. Okay, Jordan. Shakira, Jordan, and?
Lyric.
Do you mind telling me your ages or not?
18.
18.
15.
15.
17.
Okay, you're not lined up in order. You should switch places with her. No, don't do that. I'm kidding. Okay, so how important are your teeth to you?
Very important.
Very important. And Jordan?
Very important also.
Good. When was your last time at the dentist?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Good for you. Good for you. What'd they do?
Had to pull a root canal.
They had to pull one or do a root canal or both? Here, come back over here. You're getting in the street.
Yeah, so with a root canal.
Okay, let me see. Open real big. Lift up your tongue. I'm trying to see what they did. Is it doing? I can't see. Did they do any like big silver filling or anything or a chrome crown?
No, they were about to pull this one right here.
Oh, they were about to pull.
Was it a baby tooth?
Yes.
Okay, because you're 12 and you're about to have all your adult teeth. And how about you? When was your last time?
Probably last year.
Last year? Okay. Is your dentist gentle?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, well, you know, there's other dentists out there.
Really?
Really?
Do they accept CareSource?
Well, you are limited with CareSource, okay. But there's more than one CareSource dentist in Central Ohio for sure.
Okay, so.
So you could, I don't know, maybe the distance or something is an issue, but if your dentist isn't gentle enough, maybe let them know or see if you can find a new one, I would say.
Yeah. Where's your dentist office?
It is. Did I give you a card or not? I didn't give you a card. My office is.
Oh, yeah, give me one too.
Okay.
I just got my insurance card.
So the show is on
8 o'clock.
You carry it on the outside of your wallet? That's funny. No, it's okay. Tell me your name again.
Lyric.
Lyric, okay. I'm having such a hard time remembering people's names because every so few minutes I'm talking to somebody else. Okay, you want to do some fun questions?
Yeah.
Okay, how about, let me give you some true or false questions. Oh, well, here's one. Well, this isn't true or false. Does anybody here know what summer teeth are?
No.
Jordan, do you?
No.
Yellow.
Lyric? No, summer teeth.
No.
You like summertime?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Okay, it stands for some are here, some are there. Okay, so when we talk about somebody that has summer teeth, or you're talking about a guy and he's missing every other tooth, you can call them summer teeth.
Okay.
Okay. How about true or false? If you have no dental pain, you only have to visit the dentist once every 6 years.
False.
False. Do you think that's false?
Yes.
Good, you're all right. How often should you visit?
Once a year.
Close?
No, just probably about once every 3 months.
That's close too?
Twice
a year, yes. Now, sometimes
sometimes
people go more often if they have gum disease or something, so but twice a year is relatively common. Do you know what an abscess is? What's an abscess?
Like the abscess is like when your tooth is like broken down to the bottom, like when it's breaking off and it's real, real rotten.
Yeah, that's the top part of the tooth, and then what happens is down at the root tip. You just had an abscess, right, Jordan?
Yes.
So did they describe what it was to you?
No, they were just bipolar.
Okay.
Oh, I had one. I know exactly what it is.
Well, honestly, what it is just like an infection down in the base of the root.
Down in the base of the tooth, and then like how mine was, it made my face start swelling up.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I had to get my tooth pulled up here.
Right. Did you get another one there in place of it?
No, not yet.
But you're going to?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Why are front teeth referred to as incisors? Like these front four teeth, we call them incisors. Do anybody know why?
No.
Because they're the most important teeth in the mouth.
What do you think, Joey?
Maybe. Well, no.
Don't know? Okay. Well, it's because they cut. They cut our food. They incise the food. And by the way, incisor and scissor are almost the same word.
Okay.
So that's just a way of remembering it. How about the pointy teeth on the corners? What are they called?
Fangs.
Fangs? What else are they called?
I don't know. Crown?
I just know mine's are sharp.
Yes, they're pointed. Right. They have a nickname, canine. Do you know why? Because they look like a dog's canines, those fangs, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, the species of a dog is referred to as a canine.
Yeah.
Because like cats are felines, dogs are canines. Okay? Let's see if we have any other fun ones. What does DDS stand for? I'm a dentist, Dr. Kvitko. So I'm Dr. Kvitko DDS. What does that stand for? Anybody know?
Dental something.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Uh-uh. Me neither.
Never thought of it, huh?
What is it again?
DDS? What does it stand for?
I don't know.
No, you're close. Doctor of Dental Surgery.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah. What does MD stand for?
Medical. I'm not sure.
What do you think?
I don't know, but I should know. I should know. I can't think
really
of it.
Messed up.
It stands for medical doctor.
Yeah. I think so. My mom works at the hospital, so I should know.
Yeah. Well, if she tunes in tomorrow, she's going to know you didn't.
Hi, Austin.
So what kind of a toothbrush do you use? Do you use a nylon brush, a spin brush, or a sonic brush?
A spin brush.
What do you use?
A basic toothbrush.
Do it yourself kind?
Yeah.
Okay.
I use a nice, soft Bristol brush.
Yeah, it sounds like you got the one from the dentist and they showed you how to use it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Soft is good. Sonic is good. They're all good if you use them correctly. Okay, let's see. Does any of you have dental insurance?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Show me that again. Turn it over. We don't have to take it out if you don't want. Okay, let's see here.
I have all kinds of insurance. I got this, and I got these two.
Okay, good. So that means you go every 3 months, every four?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. That'll come in handy. Do you think dental insurance covers enough of the bill?
Yeah.
It does? Okay.
Mine does. Not everybody's does, though. So.
Okay. How important do you think it is to have a beautiful smile?
Very important, because without no beautiful smile, you don't find happiness.
The main thing people look at is your mouth.
You don't find happiness without a beautiful smile.
Well, I love to hear that, because I agree, for one. You know, so if a guy had summer teeth, if he had every other tooth missing, you weren't really going to be interested, were you?
No, I'm going to keep walking.
Yeah.
Okay, do you guys have any questions for me? You know, normally when you go to the dentist, you have to pay, but this is free. I noticed you're missing tooth, and what are you going to have put there? It's on your upper left.
Another tooth.
An implant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or a bridge. What did you decide?
I don't know yet. I'm thinking about it.
Okay, well, let me tell you, if you're going to get an implant, you shouldn't wait too long, because what will happen is the sinus cavity starts to get bigger, and sometimes it can lower and make it so that there's not room for an implant. So you could still have one, but you would require a little bit of surgery first, so the best thing is to get in there while you still have good solid bone, okay? Okay, it's radio. She just keeps shaking her head. Yeah, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Yay.
Okay. She's looking for the TV camera. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great sunny day, okay? Bye-bye then. Yes.
Okay. Have a nice day, Dr. Kavita.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.